An open records request from KSL reveals the Utah Transit Authority is doing damage control over a recent trip to Switzerland by members of the state legislature because a pair of UTA board members went along as well. It is a story you're hearing first on KSL News Radio. Our live team coverage begins with Dave Colley.
We did not know that the board members were going on this trip with the state representatives.
That's UTA's Remy Barron. While in Switzerland, the group met with Stadler Rail, a potential bidder on a UTA project. Now, the transit agency had to cancel and reopen that bid when the trip came to light. The governor's Office of Economic Development also had to scramble somebody to go along to make sure lawmakers didn't promise more than the state could offer.
We were there recruiting the company similar to what we would recruit any company.
That's GOED Executive Director Val Hale. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL's Mary Richards. Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes was on that trip to Switzerland and talks about GOED's purpose.
I think it's time for us to fund those trips or organize those trips outside of UTA. Doing it themselves.
And Hughes tells the Deseret News the Utah contingent met with members of Swiss Parliament about operating and funding mountain transportation. He says he would have liked all Utah lawmakers to see it, but thinks it is time to organize those trips differently. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A shakeup today at the board of the Utah Transit Authority. One person has resigned from the board, and the chairman says two more will soon be out.
It follows a trip to Switzerland with lawmakers and lobbyists. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has been following the story. He joins us now live. And Dave, who's leaving and why?
Well, this is a member of the board, Christopher Bleek, who was on this trip with these lawmakers back in late September. There was another member of the board that was there as well. We're still not sure what's going to happen to that member of the board, but what happened today was this board meeting with UTA. The two board members who went were not there. They went into a closed session. When they came out, the board said, you know what, we've received a letter that says that Chairman Bleek will not be with us any longer. And we expect that two others actually will not be with us either.
Do we know if this was from the top, in other words, from members of the board saying you must resign, or was this a matter of, well, we see the backlash here, it's time to quit?
Great question. Currently not clear on that.
Okay.
Because these discussions happened in a closed session, a lot of that wasn't really privy. We do understand that H. David Burton, who is the board chair, made it clear that he was extremely unhappy about not knowing that these two board members had gone on this trip. And when that was disclosed, the interesting thing was UTA found out about it after the trip, but our reporting on KSL and the Deseret News on Monday actually opened their eyes to more details about who financed the trip that gave UTA additional concerns, which prompted the action today.
So any idea when we'll know more?
You know, we're waiting to get a letter. We understand that Blake's letter will be coming to us at some point when that is clear. Other than that, it's really up to the UTA to describe when this, with these other two board members are on their way out and how that's going to happen.
And you have to wonder if we're going to hear something from House Speaker Greg Hughes. He's the one that organized this whole trip and had these people come along, right?
So the interesting thing was these lawmakers went over, and the governor's Office of Economic Development sent somebody along as well because they wanted to see what was going on with the lawmakers talking to a company called Stadler Rail. Now, Stadler Rail might want to invest or come to Utah. GOED is involved in bringing them here, and these members of the legislature wanted to woo them as well. So on that level, the trip was on the up and up, supposedly. But the problem for UTA was you can't have these two board members going along representing UTA when nobody else from the organization knew they were doing it or gave them the authority to speak for UTA.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Updating a story you heard first on KSL News Radio, a shakeup is underway at the Utah Transit Authority following a questionable trip to Switzerland involving a pair of UTA board members.
In fact, one of those board members, Chris Bleek, has already resigned, though he says the timing with the disclosures of the trip, first reported by KSL News Radio and the Deseret News, is coincidental. UTA General Counsel Jamie Blakesley says the board learned of the trip taken with legislative leaders and lobbyists after the fact, but they were again surprised by new details uncovered by our public records investigation.
Clearly in the news report, there was information reported that we didn't know.
UTA has also cut ties with some state lobbyists and yesterday passed new ethics rules.
We can't have unauthorized agents out there holding themselves out as being authorized to negotiate on behalf of UTA.
Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
We've also learned two other UTA board members may soon resign.